From the Mercy One Studio.
Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bugnano. Every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And online at iowacatholicradio.com or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
This is Monsignor Frank Bugnano, Iowa Catholic Radio. We are approaching Christmas and the New Year. And so for the New Year and maybe even for Christmas, you may have a project, a goal. You want to get something accomplished. And maybe in the New Year, something rather major, a big goal, a big thing you want to do. So, it's something that you want to do to deal with your family or a friend. Maybe it's something to help your community or your church or your school or neighborhood or something that would help a group or a population, such as children or teenagers or young adults or elderly people who are often forgotten, or the sick or those recovering from surgery or treatments, or your project. I'm sure you'll think of one if you don't have one already, might be bring a retreat or a spiritual program into your parish community, or an effort to reach out and share your faith with others, or to enrich the faith already existing in groups that you know. Maybe there's a mother's club or a board of education or finance or church council or a pregnancy center, but you may say, I'm gonna try to do something that will enrich that group spiritually. I'm going to provide them with a very nice prayer or a CD that they can listen to, something. Anyway, so what is that project? Well, most of us have had or will have the urging from the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit comes as the voice of God to start or encourage a project and to make this project will make this a better world to live in. So, what do you have in mind? Great. Write it down somewhere so you keep looking at it and thinking about it. Maybe every day you say a little prayer to the Holy Spirit to help you with that project. But write it down and put it somewhere where you'll look at it and read it. So, but how do I do this? Well, as I just said, the first thing, bring it to the Lord. Remember what the angel Gabriel said to the Virgin Mary when he told her that her cousin Elizabeth, who as a young woman could not have any children, but now as an older woman was pregnant. The angel said to Mary, after she told Mary this, nothing is impossible with God. Okay. So with your project, remember, bring it to the Lord in prayer. Nothing is impossible with God. Don't be afraid to pray over a period of time. You might want to pray for a while over this. I know I have a project in mind. I've been praying for about a year, and it's not quite ready to go. So ask the Lord, Lord, is this from you? If so, help me. Give me a sign. Give me the humility or perhaps help me to check that this idea was somebody who's very devout or a very straight-thinking, logical person. So prayer. Persevere in prayer. Maybe I'll pray for a few hours. That's not a bad idea. Go into church and sit there for a couple hours. There you go. Beautiful. Maybe I'll be praying for a few weeks or a few days or even a few months. I know a woman who, with others, had prayed for 20 years to have 24/7 perpetual Eucharistic adoration in her parish. And it happened. And it's still going on. She said, Monsignor, we've been praying for this for 20 years. Wow. So step number one, pray. Don't let up your prayer. Pray with peace and trust. Don't be anxious. Pray with peace and trust. Don't let up. And remember what Jesus did. Jesus prayed with perseverance. Remember, he knew he had to go to Calvary. He knew that. He knew there's this horrible torture was going to be coming up. So what does he do? He has the Last Supper, all right? And then he goes with the apostles to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prays three times. First time, he's flat on his face, praying to the Father. Father, let this cup pass. Not my will, but thy will be done. Wow. You talk about humility. And then the next, and then he prays a second time. He gets on his knees. Same deal. Father, Father, please, thy will be done. And then he goes and looks at the apostles. They're asleep, of course. Comes back a third time. This time he's standing up and it says, an angel, I love this part, an angel came to him and strengthened him. And he said to the apostles, okay, fellas, wake up, let's go. So that's what you have, the three times he prayed. Remember also, Jesus spent in the scripture, especially St. Luke, whole nights in prayer before he picked the 12 apostles. A big decision, big, big decision. Because out of his probably 120 or whatever disciples, people who followed him, there are going to be 12. He's going to pick out 12 guys out of this 120. Who are they, Lord? What does Jesus do? He prays all night long. Wow. So, yeah, project. That was a big project for Jesus, those two I just mentioned. Prayer. There you go. Without prayer, you can forget it because you're on your own. So, and remember what St. Augustine said. God is our loving Father. He hears our prayers. He will either give us what we are asking for or something better. Why? Because he loves us so much. He can't, if he's not going to give us what we're asking for, he'll give us something better. So you may even want to gather together some like-minded folks to join you in prayer for your project. Or have them pray daily in their home or wherever, a special prayer or a rosary for your project. So, step number one, prayer. Remember what the angel said to Mary, nothing is impossible with God. Secondly, don't be afraid to check out your idea with somebody you trust who's open to God's inspirations and has good common sense. And maybe the Lord will say something through that individual. They maybe tell you to kind of slow up, or maybe a lot of encouragement. You're on the right track. Keep going. So that is prayer. And then check it with somebody that you trust. Well, we'll be right back. Monsignor Frank Pignano, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Doing what is challenging because it's right. That's Blackbird Investments. In 2013, Blackbird Investments was born from the inspiration of St. Kevin. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird Investments believes in giving buildings a new life. BlackbirdInvest.com. Blackbird Investments. Doing what is challenging because it's right.
Monsignor Frank Pignano, Iowa Catholic Radio. We're talking about your project. Yeah. How do you approach your New Year project, or even something for Christmas? How do you approach that? Well, I said, number one, if you're thinking about it and it's a good project, it probably is from God, you know? And if it is from God, well, number one, is it? And number two, if it is, how do I hone it down to make sure it's really exactly what he wants? So prayer, number one prayer. I suggested a second step, too, and that is don't be afraid to check out your idea with somebody you trust who's open to God's inspirations, has common sense. They'll be straight with you. And many times the Lord will say something through that person. I often will go to people with thoughts and ideas, and I really listen up because I feel like I say a prayer before I talk to them, and I just feel like somehow or other God's going to say something through that person. That's secondly, go to a person. Okay, number three, check out the history of the saints. They were successful in managing their inspirations and moving forward for the kingdom of God. St. Ignatius of Loyola, the one who established the Jesuit order, was very humble and very prudent, and he had great confidence in divine providence, that is, the hand of God. After all, it was God who was doing everything through him. He never thought he was doing something alone. He was simply cooperating with something God was already doing. God was the quarterback. He happened to just be a halfback or something. So he was just cooperating with what God was already doing. He wrote in 1755 a letter to a fellow by name of Jerome Vignier who wanted to get a major project underway. And I just love, and they got a copy of that letter, and here's what St. Ignatius told him. I think it makes a lot. Here you go. Ready? Quote, "You should come to a decision and do what you can do calmly and gently." Sounds like Francis de Sales, right? Do what you can do calmly and gently. Why? Because God's doing it. You don't have to go crazy. Do not be disturbed about everything else. Leave to God's providence what you cannot manage yourself. God is well pleased with the earnestness and the moderate anxiety with which you go about attending to your obligations. But he is not pleased with that anxiety which afflicts the soul, because he wants our limitations, our weaknesses, to seek the support of his strength and his omnipotence, with trust that in his goodness he will supply what is lacking to our weakness and shortcomings. You get that? That's really important. He wants our limits, our weaknesses. He wants us to have those because that makes us seek his support and strength and omnipotence. I can't do this, Lord, so I'm going to you. So we trust in his goodness that he's going to supply what is lacking because I'm so weak and sometimes kind of dumb in our shortcomings. He goes on to say this, if you're involved in a lot of, even though your intention is good and holy, you make up your mind to do what you can without afflicting yourself without all that you would like to do. Let him do what a person ought to do who follows the dictates of his good conscience. There you go. If other things permit, you must have patience and not think that God, our wonderful God, requires what you cannot do, nor that God wants you to be cast down and depressed. And if one satisfies God, what difference does it make if he satisfies other people? The only one that counts is God. Am I doing God's will? So he ends up by saying this, there's no need to wear yourself out, but make a competent and sufficient effort. You can do that. I can do that. Leave the rest to God's providence. He'll do all that he wants to do, and it's all going to be good. May it please his divine goodness always to communicate the light of his wisdom so that we may see and fulfill his will in us and his will in our project. So turn to the Lord. Don't wear yourself out. Go about it calmly and gently. If you're too weak you think you're too stupid, that's okay, because that what does that do? As he says, it makes us turn to God. It makes us realize he's in the driver's seat. So don't wear yourself out. That's what Ignatius says. Wonderful. Guy's very smart. He had another way of saying this. I love this one. Here you go. Trust God in such a way that you do not forget to do your part. But do your part in such a way that you realize that it is God alone who is at work. That's one of Ignatius' saying. I'm going to say that one again. I love that. Trust God in such a way that you don't forget to do your part. All right? But do your part in such a way that you realize that God alone is at work and he's going to make it happen. He's in charge. He's in the driver's seat. So that's what St. Ignatius says. So, yeah, do what you can. Do what you can as though it all depends on you. Leave it to the Lord as though it all depends on God. It depends on both of you. So we're going to be going over some objections to your project you might have. So stay with us. We'll be right back with you. This is Monsignor Frank Bagnano. I'm very excited to talk to you about how do we approach the new year or a project I have for Christmas or the new year. How do I go about that calmly and gently, trusting in God's providence and prayer. That's St. Ignatius. So I'll be right back. Monsignor Frank Bagnano, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
In going through your project, you might want to involve other people, form a team, you might say, maybe one other person or five other people or whatever. If you do that, visit with that person. You guys kind of discern together and see what, let that individual know what your expectations would be for them. What's their part in this? And then help them to set their own goal for, they may have a sub goal for the project. So, and then check with them once in a while, get together, see how it's going, our team is doing, how's our team doing here? If you're doing a team approach, okay. In this way, you can build up a pretty good team. You might want to set up some team meetings or get togethers or whatever. Let's meet next week for half an hour. And so that's if you want to work your project with somebody else. Here's a wonderful project. My gosh, in 1809, you got to remember the wonderful Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. She was a young woman, and she wanted to do something great for God. She was born of a wealthy Episcopal family in New York back in the 1800s, boy, did she trust in God. She set up the, she established a Catholic school system in the United States. Okay. She married William, and with him, she had, they had five children. He got very ill. They went to Italy for some kind of a cure. And meanwhile, William's folks had passed away, so they picked up his six siblings. So now she had 11. And he in this, in Italy, he did pass away. And but when she were in Italy, she lived with a very devout Catholic family who would, she would go to them with to Mass, and she was struck by the Eucharist. She couldn't imagine the body and blood of Christ. She, that just blew her away, and she, it never left her. She was struck by the reverence these people had for the Mass and the Eucharist, knowing that it was the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Well, after William died in Italy, she returned to New York with her children. She went on to Boston, where she opened up a school, well, for her own kids and other children, other girls, actually. Many local women wanted a good education for their girls, so they sent them to Elizabeth's little school. Elizabeth felt a spiritual call to join the Catholic Church, and she did so in 1805. Some of the mothers of these girls in her school did not want their girls in a religious school, so they pulled them out. Elizabeth, she had so many trials. She had great faith. She relied on what she called the will. She meant the will of God. She called it the will. That is the will of God. So she established the first free Catholic school in the United States. And that was, she did that in 1809. Wow. So other young women saw what she was doing, and they said, gee, can we help you out? Well, long and short, she establishes a religious order of women called the Sisters of Charity. And they did an amazing amount of work. They had many projects. And she did these, like I've been saying, with trust in God and prayer. And they were demanding. They demanded perseverance, hard work, tremendous trust in the will of God, God's providence. She called it, as I said before, the will. Always want to know what the will is. Her projects developed over time, ranging from being a wife to a mom to a teacher to a foundress of a religious order. At one point, after becoming a Catholic, she was shunned by relatives and neighbors. She, poor woman, but kept moving ahead with lots of prayer and some spiritual direction from some very devout priests and a good bishop, to God's plan for her to establish Catholic schools. I'm not sure she realized all that she was actually doing, but she did. That got those schools going and took off like a rocket. So I really like her sage spiritual advice to the sisters of her order. This is great advice she would give to the nuns in her community. And as they dealt with her, with their own projects. She said, number one, whatever you do, be guided by the Holy Spirit, who will show you the will of God, or the will, as she would say. Know that this project is the will of God as best you can discern it. Number two, do your project the way God wants it done. Do it with peace and joy and trust and calmness that He is leading you. Put away anxiety. Sounds like Ignatius of Loyola. Put away the lack of peace, hurried or pushy attitude. Do it the way God wants you to do it. Do it with love of God and of love of neighbor. And do it well. And that's how God wants it done. That's the way He wants it done. Thirdly, do it because God wants you to do it. You're doing it out of love of God. Why am I doing this? Because yes, God wants me to. Yes, do it out of love for God. My main reason for doing this project is that I believe God wants me to do it. I want to live the first commandment, love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. That's the greatest and the first of all the commandments. So remember what she said, that in a short time, she said she was able to start the Catholic school system. So bring your project to prayer. Pray often. You might want to seek help have a team, other people joining with you, and do it the way that Elizabeth Ann Seton said to do it. Remember the saints. They are great. Mother Teresa was exactly the same way as she was. So do everything. Know that you feel it is the will of God. Do it the way he wants it done, that is, with peace and no anxiety and all that type of thing, and do it because you love God. I'm doing it because I love God. That's my main motive. I have other motives, but it's my main motive. So this Monsignor Frank Bignano, I hope you have good projects in mind, and I hope you follow some of these ideas given to us by the saints. Iowa Catholic Radio.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. for Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano. Listen online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.